terms of the kind of...
This will be a test recording that we will hopefully use in the Toronto Finals. Right now we have self, Ben Smith, playing alone. And the moderator is John Klein.
Yep. Hi.
Table for one.
We're not going to worry about sound tests in this one, and let's just play.
All right. Here we go. We're using the second packet from Farside, and let's start. Dante, Plato, Lucretius, Pascal, Hegel, Dostoevsky, Nietzsche, Ibsen, and Proust are given as examples of the first category. Shakespeare, Herodotus, Aristotle, Montaigne, Erasmus, Molière, Goethe, Pushkin, Balzac, and Joyce are examples of the second. Differentiating those who, quote, relate everything to a single central vision, end quote, from those who, quote, pursue many ends, often unrelated and even contradictory, end quote, this essay takes its title from an observation of Archilochus, that the second animal knows many things, but the first animal knows one big thing. For 10 points, name this work by Isaiah Berlin.
The Fox and the Crane?
It's incorrect, no penalty.
The Ant and the Lion.
It's The Hedgehog and the Fox, an essay on Tolstoy's view of history. Toss up the second. Not many things stay the same price for 85 years. Except for a negotiated reduction from 1903 to 1917 and an increase from 1918 to 1921, the charge that came into effect in 1899 fixed at half a cent per ton mile until 1984, when the federal government abolished it, calling it, quote, a long-standing barrier to economic growth and diversification in Western Canada, end quote. For 10 points, what was this statutory fee for moving grain by rail?
A wheat tariff.
That's incorrect. No guess? Time? It's a crow's nest pass freight rate. Or crow rate. In 1966, Jacopini and Bohm proved that it is unnecessary and can always be replaced with operations of composition, conditional, and iteration, plus assignment and tests on auxiliary variables. In 1968, Edsger Dijkstra wrote that it is considered harmful and should be abolished from all higher-level programming languages. Still present in Perl, Fortran, Basic, Pascal, and C, for 10 points, what is this command that instructs the computer to jump to a go-to statement is correct? Bonus one. Auditory bonus.
Do you have the
equipment? We have the auditory bonus. Alternative bonus used in this place. Okay, we'll use the alternative bonus. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
All right, we'll use the alternative bonus. For 10 points each, name the Beatles song from lyrics.
Yes.
A. I am he as you are, he as you are me.
I am the walrus.
Yep. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil.
Rock
but
raccoon.
Mm-hmm. What a joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do.
Octopus's Garden.
Mm-hmm. Very good. 30 on the books.
I just sing that
one. Toss a four. Building on the ceasefire agreement of 2002, this organization, on June 24, 2005, signed a memorandum of understanding on post-tsunami operational management structure, which will be overseen by a 10-member regional committee with 5 chosen by this organization, 3 by Muslim parties, which were not signatory to the agreement, and only 2 by the government. With its own army, navy, and air force, for 10 points, what is this Hindu group that controls northern and eastern Sri Lanka?
Tamil Tigers?
Yeah. Bonus 2. Bonus 2. Here you go.
It
is a visual bonus. We've just been handed a page with satellite photos of parts of Canada. For 10 points each, name the 3 lakes that are indicated with A, B, and C.
A is Great Bear Lake. B is Lake...
Answer on B.
Lake Winnipeg. And C is... Lake of the Woods.
It's Great Bear, Reindeer, and Deer Lake. You get 10 points. Toss at 5. In the usual way, called the Via di Cancellaria, it's prepared by the abbreviatore of the Chancery, but it can be done faster using the Via di Camera or Via Segreta. Though still the responsibility of the Cardinal Vice-Chancellor. In the Via di Curia, it's drawn up by the Cardinal pro-datario, assisted by the Cardinal Secretary of Briefs. In every case, it's signed with the title Episcopus Servus Servorum Dei, and affixed with a leaden seal. For 10 points, what is this kind of document from a pope?
Papal bull.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Number 3, auditory bonus.
No, can't really do that.
Okay, we will use the alternative bonus.
No Beatles songs.
Name these movements of Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. This fourth movement includes a very slow version of the can-can from Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld.
The elephant?
That's incorrect. It's the tortoise. B. This fifth movement includes the dance of the sylphs from Berlioz's Damnation of Faust.
The butterfly?
That is the elephant.
Oh.
This best-known movement, the 13th, for cello and piano, is the only one that the composer published in his lifetime.
The butterfly.
It's the swan. 0 on the bonus.
Oh.
The hero of this work is Blind River Joe, who nurses the men's wounds with bacon grease and balsam gum. Under the leadership of Black Toby, a crew of men journey to northern Ontario's Little Abitibi to survey for a hydroelectric dam. Morale declines as the men's whiskers, hair, soup, and tea are all infested with, for 10 points, what titular pest in a Wade Hemsworth folk song?
Please?
That's incorrect. No penalty.
Black flies?
Yep. Black flies. Bonus 4. It's another visual bonus. You've just been handed a page showing pictures of 3 flowers. Name them for 10 points each.
I wonder if it's a hint if they're provincial flowers. I'll say the lady slipper for A, the lady slipper for B, and the poppy for C.
You get 0. It's bird of paradise or crane flower for A, foxglove or digitalis for B, and western flowering or Pacific dogwood for C. So 0 on the bonus.
The C was provincial flower.
Toss up 7. In the 5th year of his reign, he began a military campaign in Syria that ended in a standstill and resulted in history's first known peace treaty with King Hattusili III. He agreed to marry the daughter of the Hittite king and got his slaves to complete temples at Thebes, Luxor, and Karnak. For 10 points, name this Egyptian pharaoh who reigned 67 years and is depicted in...
Ramses II?
That's correct. Bonus 5. It's another visual bonus.
Another 0 coming.
I just handed you a page with pictures from 3 ads for Ford vehicles from the year 1973. None of them is a Mustang. Name them for 10 points each.
A is Thunderbird. B is Thunderbird. C is the F-150.
You got another 0. It's the Ford Maverick, Pinto, and Bronco.
Where's the Corolla?
On the 8. In the visible spectrum, a bluish diffuse background from high-energy electrons emitting synchrotron radiation is superimposed with reddish filaments of hot excited gas. It also emits radio waves from a pulsar with period 33 milliseconds. Of magnitude 8.4 in the constellation Taurus, this object is 6,000 or 7,000 light-years away, about 10 light-years in diameter, and expanding at a rate of 1,800 kilometers per second. For 10 points, what is this remnant of a supernova of the year 1054?
The Horsehead Nebula?
Nope.
Crab Nebula.
Yep.
Darn it. Crab Nebula is a crab.
2.
I already have, like, 5.
You've just been given a page with 3 excerpts of works of George Bernard Shaw. Give the titles of the works for 10 points each. You have 15 seconds. Go.
I will say Man and Superman for all 3.
None of those are correct. Probably A is Pygmalion, B is Androcles and the Lion, and C is John Bull's Other Island.
It's literature. I don't know it.
Toss up 9. Worshipped at major shrines in Antium and Praeneste, this goddess is depicted on Roman coins holding a rudder in her right hand and a cornucopia in her left, the rudder indicating her direction of the lives of men, and the horn symbolizing the prosperity that she provides. For 10 points, name this Roman goddess of fate to whom is addressed the opening chorus of Orff's Carmina Burana.
Nemesis?
Nope.
Domina?
No, it's Fortuna. Fortuna.
Oh, yeah.
Toss a 10. It's the biggest city built on continuous permafrost, but its economy is hot because it's headquarters of the Alrosa Company, which mines a fifth of the world's diamonds in the surrounding area. Located on the Lena River, it's the capital of the Sakha Republic, the largest internal division of the Russian Federation. Also a country in the game of Risk. For 10 points, what is this city located...
Irkutsk?
Minus 5. What is the city located 1,900 kilometers northeast of Irkutsk?
Yakutsk?
Yes, it is Yakutsk. I apologize for my terrible Russian.
It's pretty good.
Really? It's amazing.
It's honest.
I just had a page with three maps from Lonely Planet of national capitals in Asia. Name the cities for 10 points each. You have 15 seconds. Go.
For A, I will say Bangkok. For B, I will say Colombo. For C, I will say Tokyo.
You get 0. It's Kathmandu, Kuala Lumpur, and Seoul.
Oh, yeah, Seoul. Sejong.
Where did I put the other...
All the bonuses?
Where did I put the other bonuses?
Yeah.
Did I put it like... I don't know. Oh, I put it like... that's the half, so if we can get a score check.
Okay, 70, 35.
70 for Ben?
Yeah.
70 for Ben, and 35 for
all
the other
toss-ups and zero bonuses.
This is incredible.